Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis. This is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We invite you to call right now, the number 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online right now, so you can call and get an immediate answer to your questions or discuss the important issues in your life right now. Again, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about the grace of God, this gospel of grace that have been poured out on us in Christ Jesus, the good news of his death, burial, and resurrection. And, you know, so often people think of grace as simply a covering of their past. You know, it's something to help them let go of the past so they can move forward. But grace is more of a present tense word. It's something that helps us right now and moves us into our future. And it's there for us in every situation that we encounter. And here's what Paul had to say. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." So whatever we're going through in life, whatever situation that we may be encountering right now, right at this very present moment, God's grace is sufficient for us. And if we will trust that, we will see that that is exactly the case. And that's an exciting thing, Andrew. Welcome to the broadcast today. We're glad to have you on this Thursday edition.
Yeah, you know, the grace of God is, you know, it looks like we treat it as a safety net sometimes, Bob. Like you said, I mean, we fall, we fail, and there's the safety net of grace. But really, what we find through the scriptures is that grace is what trains us for the future, and grace is what sustains us for the present. And also, God's grace is not a reaction to sin. I mean, you know, he's already reacted to sin on the cross. He made the payment in full. But God's grace is not some reaction to sin today. It is really what sustains us and builds us up and allows us to stand firm in Christ and equips us for the present and the future. And so grace is bigger than just a reaction to sin. Grace is bigger than forgiveness alone. Forgiveness is part of God's grace, but grace, you know, by grace we have all the equipping we need, and by grace we have all the power we need over sin through Christ, and by grace we have his presence in us forever. So all of this is by grace, and when we limit grace to a safety net for our failures, we're really not seeing the fullness of God's grace.
No, we're not. So, and when we recognize the bigness of it, all the things that you said there, Andrew, we will find out indeed that God's grace is sufficient for us at any given moment of any given time.
And this is Basic Gospel. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. We'd love to hear from you. The number 844-322-2742. Once again, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to New York, New York, and talk to Vincent listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Vincent.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind today?
Okay, well, I'm a Christian man, and I've been preaching to a coworker about the Lord for some time now. And he's basically anti-Christian and pro-evolution. And he believes that scientists prove the Earth is 4 billion years old and we evolved from apes, therefore proving that the Bible is false and that there's no proof indicating the Bible is truth. Can you give me your take on this?
Well, good question, Vincent, and it's certainly one that I think we're going to encounter more and more in just everyday life with the school systems, the way that they are. They're teaching evolution not as a theory, but as actual fact. I think we're gonna be hit with that question time and time again, and it's one of those things. You know, what's our standard of truth? Where do we go to find truth? Do we go to science? Is that the standard of truth, or has God revealed it to us in the person of Jesus Christ? You know, Andrew and Richard, you both have kind of scientific minds and that sort of thing. How have you guys answered this particular question? How have you couched it in a way that will bring somebody that is so adamant toward the Bible and Christianity to at least consider it?
Yeah, well, guys, you know, first of all, I think we need to make a difference between, you know, looking at the age of the universe and then saying that we came from apes, because really we've got a Darwinian evolution and then we've got people guessing at the age of the whole universe. And those really are two different things, although they're often associated and linked. You know, it's really hard to put an age on the universe. I mean, you can go through genealogies in the Bible and try to do that sort of thing. But, you know, all of that is assuming that we understand how God did things at the beginning. And so whether the earth is this many years or that many years, I think the big deal there is that God made it and that we have an origins problem. Apart from God, we've got a huge origins problem. I mean, you know, the smartest evolutionist in the world can say, well, you know, here's how I think the universe came about from these substances that were mixed together and there was a big bang. And you say, well, where did those substances come from? I mean, we know that matter doesn't come out of thin air. It doesn't come from nowhere. It doesn't come from a vacuum. So where did the first particles and where did the first cells and where did the first material come from? And so we in science would have a very limited understanding, and I think God did that on purpose. I mean, we can't understand our origins apart from God. Now, the idea that we would come from an animal and that we're basically an ape or a more mature ape, I don't buy that at all. But I think that's a separate situation where, again, you have to say, well, you know, if I'm made up of living cells, and those living cells supposedly came from non-living cells back in a cesspool at one point. Well, where did the cesspool come from? Where did the non-living cells come from? And then you've got scientists who say crazy things like, well, I think they grew on the back of some crystals. Well, where did the crystals come from? And then you got guys who say, well, I think they were transported here from another civilization. So you're opting for aliens instead of God because you know you have an origins problem. So, you know, the whole thing breaks down apart from God. The most important thing is he's the author of it. I don't think we have to put a birthday on planet Earth because we can't really be totally accurate about that. But we need to know that apart from God, none of this would be here. And there's no scientist that can accurately explain it apart from God.
Yeah, I think, Vincent, your friend has actually stated something that is correct. If evolution is true,
right,
then God cannot exist. I mean, that,
right.
It's that antithetical. And so, you know, the realization is that scientists, you know, really, truly aren't that certain about evolution. There's a dialogue that has just gotten started recently among several scientists from various disciplines about the information contained within the universe, not just the information in the human genome, for example, or plant life, but they're talking about information in the whole universe. And based on what I've heard about it, they have come within a hair's breadth of saying this information had to be brought here from a mind that is beyond us. Now, they've done everything but say God made this. But they can't bring themselves to do it because God can't be proven, and science is about things we can touch and measure and control. And so rather than getting into a debate about the science, which even the scientists question, they're changing the rules all the time as they learn new things, have the philosophical debate with him. You know, who is Jesus? You know, do you see in your belief system, with everything evolving, that the earth is truly getting better? Do you see our society improving? Do you see evil being dealt with in a positive way? The answer has to be no. There has to be something outside of us that is going to rescue us from this mess we're in. So I think you've actually got science on your side. You certainly have philosophy on your side. The Bible is clear, and there's where the truth comes from.
See, this is a man that believes in history, science, evidence, and proof.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back in our counter argument saying that well, what about all the miracles? What about all the people that heart stopped and were dead for 20 minutes or so? Recently, there was a boy, 17 years old, out of Texas that just died for 20 minutes and laid on the table and all of a sudden miraculously just woke up without any damage. And the doctor says it's unexplainable and that it was true divine intervention, and how he gave a full description of how he met the Lord. And could that be some sort of proof?
Well, Vincent, those sort of things are helpful, but really the conversation, you know, you can start out there. You can talk about evolution versus creation. You can talk about some miracles, but eventually you need to laser that in on Jesus, because there's ample evidence for Jesus. He was a historical figure. He did live. He did die. He was raised back to life, and the evidence that supports that is overwhelming. And so it gets down to, what are you going to do with that? Because once somebody believes in Jesus, then their hearts and minds can be aligned with truth as it reaches out into all those other areas. So eventually you need to bring that conversation right to the person and work of Jesus Christ. If there is a God and you feel distant from him, would you like to be made close? Well, how are you going to do that? Well, Jesus is the answer. And I think Amen. You just have to bring it right back down to him, Vincent.
Well, I appreciate you guys' time, and I thank you. And tell Andrew Farley, I said, God bless you, and thank you for writing the Naked Gospel. I'm almost finished with it, and it's the greatest book I ever read.
Hey, thanks, Vincent. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. Thanks for your call today. We appreciate you.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's stay in Brooklyn and talk with Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, I have a question, please. When it comes to, well, first of all, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So the question is, when we take our last breath, is the Lord waiting there? Because there's also the rapture where they say, well, for those who believe in the Lord, they will go into the grave, and when they rapture, they'll be taken up to heaven. You know, everybody will be called out and go up. So I don't know exactly how to explain that. Is it absent from the body, last breath with the Lord, or rapture?
Well, Kathleen,
I sure do.
Let's step back a little bit and look at a moment of salvation. So when you and I come into this world, Kathleen, we are actually separated from God. We're dead spiritually. And so our great need is life. And that's what Jesus came to provide us, is life. That's what he said. I've come that you might have life and have it to the full. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. So Jesus came that you might have life. And so when you hear that good news, when you hear the story of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, and your heart responds to that with faith, you cross over from death to life. So you are raised from the dead spiritually, just as Jesus Christ was raised from the dead physically. So at that point, you are fully alive in Jesus. That's good news, isn't it? So when you die physically, when that body of yours breathes its last, that doesn't change the fact that you've already been made alive in Christ. So your body will go into a grave, but you will simply go be with the Lord. He's been with you,
exactly.
And now you're going to go be with the Lord. And at a point in time, your body is going to be, you're going to get a brand new body. And everything is going to be complete. The salvation of yours will be totally complete. But it's you already have the guarantee of that with the promised Holy Spirit. So the minute you receive Christ, you were made alive. You crossed over from death to life. And just because your body dies doesn't change the fact that you're fully alive in Christ. You simply go to be with him.
Yes. So when I pass and my body goes into the ground, my spirit goes with the Lord. and then my body lays in the grave until the rapture, and then I will get a new body?
The resurrection?
Yes.
The resurrection of the body, yes.
Okay, because, you know, people, and I wonder myself, honestly, you know, well, what is it? Last, you know, triassic in the body, present with the Lord, or do we do a, you know, is it a rapture of, you know, the body? So, you know, I didn't know exactly how to first of all understand it, because I need to understand it in order to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain it if I don't understand it myself.
Yeah, I think we're limited, though. We're limited by our understanding of time. See, we look at time through the sun and the earth and the movement of the earth around the sun, and there's evening and there's morning, and that's how we define time. But when we die, we enter into eternity with God, and so God can see the beginning, and he can see the end of time. He created time. He invented it. So that's why, you know, it's very difficult for us to comprehend with our current brain how this all functions, but I very much believe that it's possible that when we die, maybe even the first thing we see or hear is the trumpet sounding and we get our new bodies. I don't think we hover around in heaven for what seems like ages without a body. So there's an element of eternity here that's a mystery that really can't be explained while we live on this side, on planet Earth. And so when we enter into eternity, you know, we're immediately with the Lord, and we're not in some holding tank waiting for 10,000 years for our body or something. So there's an element of mystery there, and I think we won't comprehend it till we get there.
Exactly. So I don't have all the answers, and that's really, I do know I love him. I do know that, you know, not to be afraid, because he said that he would be with me even when I'm passing. I know he's right there with me. So, you know, that's really not in question. Those were the questions that I was thinking. Mm-hmm. But you know what? My faith is enough, because that's really what's going to be the transition from life to death. My faith is what I hold on to, because I know that he says, fear not. I mean, not giving you a spirit of fear, but of, you know, love, peace, joy, sound mind. So all of these things I need to hold on to. And I don't have all the answers, you're right. A lot of things are mysteries. We don't know. So there's some questions I don't have answers to. But the only answer that I can give is that I love him and I trust him. And the transformation from life to death, even though it be a mystery, it's in his hands, and I trust
him.
Yes,
it is, Kathleen. So, yeah. And
thank you.
Your faith is in Christ. You're fully alive in him. And let that be your confidence and assurance. We sure appreciate your call today.
Yes, indeed. Andrew Farley joins Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and me, Bob Davis. And I want to remind you that when you give to and through Basic Gospel, you're touching lives. You're making a difference for people who may be mired in the mundane grind of everyday life. People who are beaten down with family issues, with parent-child relationships, with people who are shackled in the bondage of religion, whether it be Christian or otherwise. When you give to and through Basic Gospel, you are touching lives, you are making a difference, and the opportunity to join with us is ever present. So we ask you to join with us today. Make your most generous gift if you can, and let's continue broadcasting this message of hope in the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just click donate, that link at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-41-BASIC. And remember, with your gift this month, you'll receive a copy of our new devotional guide, 12 Days of Simply Grace. Again, that's 844-412-2742 to speak with our operator, or click donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to New Jersey and talk with Evan, listening to us on WMCA. This is WMCA Day so far. How you doing, Evan?
Oh, I'm doing great. Greetings and blessings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How are you, gentlemen? Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today?
Just wanted to chime in on two things concerning the gentleman that called before about his conversation at a person at work. His belief in evolution. I get these conversations all the time, and as a student of the Bible, I always come back and ask the gentleman when I talk with them. I says, usually scientists, and I'm not a scientist, but I said usually what they're doing in getting this history on how things are old is they're usually doing a carbon 14. And what they do is they have an analyzation up to a certain amount of thousands of years, and then beyond that, start to factor. And so it's a guessing game. So I said, before you go believing that, check that out and look into that. That's one. And then the second thing, I put a little pun on it and say, well, if you get the first ape according to evolution, and you go to where the first man supposedly appeared to evolve from this ape, I want you to count from that millions of years or tens of thousands of years, hundreds of thousands, whatever it is, keep going forward. And you should have a track record of how many men came out of apes for every X amount of years and all the way up till today. It should have never stopped. In other words, an evolution chain, according to them, that evolution of apes to man, it should have never stopped, because evolution, according to their theory, is always evolving. So what line along the ape thing did that stop? So they usually are stuck with that one. And then I usually add this one last thing, because some of people always say, well, you know, I don't believe the Bible because man wrote it. And then I go with this theory. I tell them, hey, do me a favor. Could you get a pen and you get a paper? And I want you to write this down. So I wait about 5 seconds. And I look to the guy and says, what do you have on the paper? And they go, nothing. I says, of course you did, because I didn't tell you what to write down. That's what God did. He told all the prophets what to write down. So that divine intervention is why you have the Word of God. That's basically all I wanted to share with you, gentlemen. I hope that put in some insight on some of this, what the topics were today.
Well, thanks for chiming in today, Evan. We appreciate hearing from you. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go down to Houston, Texas, and talk to Lee, listening to us on KCTA. Hi, Lee.
Hey, it's good to talk to y'all.
Yeah. Good to talk to you as well, Lee.
Hey, I just want you to know I love y'all to pieces, and I didn't know Andrew was going to be on. This is indeed a treat. Andrew, Bob, and Richard, y'all are, in fact, my pastors. I love y'all to pieces, and oh, what a difference it's made. And I just want to say that coming out of legalism and really just digging into grace has been almost as revolutionary in my walk as getting saved itself.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Lee. You and I have had a good relationship through the years, and I've heard some of your story, and it's just fascinating and encouraging and inspirational what God has done in your life, and I'm excited to see it.
Oh, thank you. Hey, and I'm sorry about that legalistic phase I was in for a while, but I want you to know I love you, love you, love you, love you. And if I was there, I'd be hugging on you.
Well, you're just going to have to come up here and do that one day.
I know it, buddy. Well, I won't keep no more of your time. I just want y'all, all four of y'all, to know y'all are my pastors, and I love you. It's just simple as that.
Well, thank you, Lee. Thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate it. You know, it's a great testimony when somebody says that I've been set free in Christ.
Yes.
You know, that's what grace does. That's, I think, one of the purposes of the grace of God is to set us free, from sin and death. You know, if it weren't for the grace of God, we would still be under that condemnation of sin and death. But by grace, we've been set free. We've also been set free to truly experience freedom, to not be put back into a yoke of slavery. And we often do that, as Lee was saying, by putting ourselves back under a bunch of rules and regulations in order to gain acceptance from either God or from others.
Sure.
That's not the Christian life. That's not what God has called us to. He's called us to a life of freedom, a life of faith in Jesus Christ, of getting to know Him and experiencing His love and sharing that love with others. That's a freedom that the world longs for. It's available to them in Christ, and that's why we want to do everything in our power to continue to get this gospel message out.
Yeah.
Why? Because it means freedom for so many people around the world, like our good friend Lee, who called in today.
Yes, indeed. Well, folks, again, please remember Basic Gospel in your giving. We are dependent upon the prayers and gifts of people like you, our listeners, to get this good news of Jesus Christ on the airwaves and keep it there, and online as well. So to keep the good news coming, just click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. And remember that with your gift this month, you're going to receive a copy of our new devotional guide, 12 Days of Simply Grace. So make that donation today if you can by clicking Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or by calling 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, for Andrew Farley and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.